Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about when you got busted.
In like an epic, like crazy weird way, though.
Yeah, if you just got busted, like robbing a bank because the dye packs went off in your face. Yawn. It's got to be you got busted by something foolish, by something weird. The story that just came out is this 33-year-old woman from Champaign, Illinois, she's kind of sick of her job.
Yeah.
And she decided to get all stealthy and on one of her lunch breaks, go out to a job fair.
Yeah, she was all Shaolin style. No one really...
Just head out to grab some food. Be back in a little bit.
Yeah, and she was perfect. She would have pulled it off.
Problem is there was a local TV station filming... at the job fair, and they took a liking to her face. So they, like, when she goes back to her job, and then later on that night, everybody's watching the local news, and there she is sitting at the job fair in different clothes. Like,
hi,
man, I really hate my job. I need a new one. She gets busted
off the teeth
by her current employer because what are the odds of ending up on? I mean,
she's B-roll.
We don't want them all to be TV related, but how many times have people gotten busted calling in sick to work, and then you end up catching a foul ball at the Rockies, and they like
front
can't
page
take
sports
like,
section,
bye!
yeah, or you're the highlight that's played over and over.
Wasn't there, it's killing me, but haven't we talked to somebody who was like a bouncer at a club and busted somebody?
Yeah, it was a girl that was using a fake ID and she handed it to this bouncer and the bouncer's looking at her going, this is my girlfriend.
His girlfriend had lost her ID.
Yeah, and this other girl found it and clearly was using it to try and get in. He's like, no.
If you were that bouncer, would you have made her go through all the questions? Because if you had any friends who had a fake ID, you used to have to quiz them. Because it's like, what's your birthday? Because they'd have to memorize
all
this stuff.
That crap.
What's your address? Give me your zip code. Like, just ask you random questions off the ID to prove it's you.
And if she got them all right, I would go, you know what? Come on
in. Come on in.
You earned it.
I'm
just come
on. The ID because my girlfriend needs it back.
But right?
Come have a drink. Way to go. What was the weather like in that year of... that? If I was the bouncer, I'd at least make her jump through some hoops.
A little bit,
I would
yeah.
just bust her right away. And then we were talking, and Steve had heard this other story, and we had to scour the internet to find this. But it happened a while ago. I think it happened like a few months ago. Somehow, a dude got busted cheating because of Jimmy John's.
Yeah, he was at his place by himself, apparently, and his girlfriend, being a really cool girlfriend, went ahead and called Jimmy John's and had food delivered over his place. So the delivery guy shows up, and he can see, I guess there's a big window in the door, and so he rings the bell or whatever, and the boyfriend comes to but he could see into this guy's place, and he sees a naked girl back there or something.
I think what she must have done when she called Jimmy John's was like, I just feel bad that my boyfriend's studying. Because I don't know, if you're a Jimmy John's driver, how often do you get involved in the situation? She must have made the situation known, like...
Or something.
I'm sending my boyfriend who's so hunkered down, trying to study.
Yep.
I just want him to eat. I want him to get some good nutrition or whatever. And then the dude sees a naked girl.
And so then Jimmy John's delivery guy turns around and gets a hold of the girl that sent all this food.
There's a naked girl on the couch, and if you're not there, he's with somebody else.
And then she's like, what?
So she made Jimmy John's guy describe the guy, and she's like, yeah, wow, that's
him. So that's how
my boyfriend.
He got busted via Jimmy John's. Shouldn't delivery just don't.
That was my question for you. I mean, if I'm the girl, I want to know that my man is cheating, and I'm glad that the bad guy got busted.
Mm.
But man,
if you're you do have to like report every. Do you have to?
Just, isn't your job just to be freaky fast?
And say, go away fast. And
not
go,
freaky nosy. Not freaky reportery.
Exactly.
Not accurate.
Mind your own business.
Just bring me like, my turkey tom and shut your face. Don't talk anything about the naked girl.
Yeah,
I knew somebody else who got busted. I mean, we want any of your busted stories, but and we don't want them all to be about cheating. We don't want them all to be about fake IDs, and we don't want them all to be about got caught on camera, blah, blah, blah. It can be any of those things or more. But there was a friend of show a long, long time ago who got busted because he was having a little bit of an affair and his wife worked. He would have this other person come over to his house and park in front and come inside, and they would do it at his house. And one of the neighbors just automatically assumed it was a cleaning person.
Yes.
And like went to the wife and was like, you know what? I am so proud of you that you're just farming that stuff out. Can you give me her name? Cause I see her coming in. She's doing it like twice a week. What's the name of your cleaning lady? How much she charges? And the wife's like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't remember ever getting to the bottom of the story, but I wonder if the guy had her bring a mop in or something.
Oh, as a ruse?
I would, if I was
Molly maid. Pull up in a pink car.
Yes, come up. I rented you a Geo Metro. If I was gonna, you just don't bring him to your house.
I know. Don't do it on home turf.
So dumb.
Go on the visitors.
So then the woman just set up like cameras in the house and then figured out it wasn't Mary Molly.
No,
it was Trampy Tiffany, and he got busted cheating. Mm. So. If you want, we just want to hear, and we'll voice disguise you if it was you who got busted, or if you want to rat out somebody else that got busted in somewhat of an epic way, we want to hear your best busted stories. Chad.
Yay.
You are disguised. Busted.
All right, so I got busted by Venmo.
Oh.
Wait, what's Venmo again?
It's the thing where people who have embraced technology in their lives can send cash to one another.
Like Apple Pay?
Apple Pay sort of does it, but Venmo's kind of like,
okay.
Venmo's become the Uber. You know what I mean? It's the one that most people kind of use. How'd you get busted by Venmo?
All right, so I told my wife, I have a gambling problem a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So I lost a lot of money recently, and to the point where like my wife had to make up for it for like the rent, and she was really, really pissed off, and she said that I can't gamble anymore or this is gonna be a huge, huge situation. So I was like, yeah, all right, I won't do gamble anymore. But so the Derby race was near, and my boys, they were like, hey, let's go hang out. And then one thing led to another, and then like one guy was like, "Yo, I'll bet you this, I'll double bet you," and I bet him, and I won. My
nice.
Boss actually won, which is great.
Heck yeah!
But he paid me via Venmo, the $500 with a little horsey and a trophy next to it.
Oh,
and my wife saw it.
Oh.
Because even if he gave you $500, you could say, like, I sold him some tires or whatever.
Not
but
now.
When you put an emoji, when you put the little emojis on there, it's hard to.
Yeah, that screams Derby.
It screams. are you divorced or what happened, dude?
Yeah.
I'm still sleeping on the couch and she's giving me the final treatment.
Because real quick, you told me on Venmo, you can see other people's transactions.
It's not just your own transactions or your significant, like if you've ever Venmo'd somebody or you're friends with them through other social media,
you see
all their Venmo crap. So, yo, Chad, not smart. Stop gambling.
Well.
And B, if you're going to gamble, gamble with cash.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. Susan?
Yay.
Busted.
Okay. About 2 weeks after I got married, my husband and I had a big fight, and he went to stay with a friend of ours for a night or two. And I went to work the next day, and my husband's boss called me asking if he was coming into work because no one could get a hold of him. So I drove over to our friend's house, and my husband's truck was out front. And walked in and caught him in bed with someone else.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Oh.
After getting married.
That.
Why didn't he call in sick?
What a dumb.
So that
wasn't that smart.
That was the end of your 2 week marriage?
Jeez.
Actually, it lasted 4 years, but yeah, within it didn't last any longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, you definitely busted him. Thank you for the call, Susan. Amy.
Yay.
Busted.
Okay. So I was 17 and my boyfriend and I at the time had some alcohol and my dad was out of town. So we went in through the garage, you know, big house, empty. And we decided to play grown ups and have relations in every single room and leave a huge mess of alcohol and everything everywhere. Well, the next day we came to pick it up and the garage door code had been changed.
Why didn't you pick it up? You never leave it. Oh my God. Who changed the code?
Right.
But the handyman did it and he would not give it to us.
Because he saw what you had done. He left you high and dry.
Gotta respect that.
You do kind of gotta respect that. What happened? Did he get totally busted?
Completely. And the neighbor, too, remembers it. She was watching the whole time laughing at us trying to get in because we were freaking out. But, like, I even called the handyman. I was a brat back then. I was like, well, you work for me. And he's like, I work for your dad. And
wow, that is hurts. Awful. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.